The Hypnotist by Lars Kepler.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Like fire. Just like fire. Those were the first words the boy uttered under hypnosis. Despite life-threatening injuries, hundreds of knife wounds to his face, legs, torso, back, the soles of his feet, the back of his neck, and his head. The boy had been put into a state of deep hypnosis in an attempt to see what had happened with his own eyes. "I'm trying to blink," he mumbled. "I'll go into the kitchen, but it isn't right. There's a crackling noise between the chairs, and a bright red fire is spreading across the floor." They'd thought he was dead when they found him among the other bodies in the terraced house. He'd lost a great deal of blood, gone into a state of shock, and hadn't regained consciousness until 7 hours later. He was the only surviving witness. Detective Joanna Lina was certain that the boy would be able to provide valuable information, possibly even identify the killer. But if the other circumstances had not been so exceptional, it would never even have occurred to anyone to turn to a hypnotist. Chapter 1. Tuesday, December 8th, early morning. Erich Maria Bach is yanked reluctantly from his dream when the telephone rings. Before he is fully awake, he hears himself say with a smile, "Balloons and streamers." His heart is pounding from the sudden awakening.